In the 1830s, a lady named Nancy Green was born into slavery near Mount Sterling, Kentucky. Although you may not believe you know her, there's a chance you do because of a role she began later in life. The story is next on The American Countryside.
The secret is out. With millions of younger-looking customers across the country, Plexaderm is one of the most highly sought-after products on the market. It visibly shrinks under eye bags and smooths out crow's feet in minutes, and the effects last up to 10 hours. Influencers love it, magazines feature it, and people just can't get enough of it. As a matter of fact, Elle Magazine gave it an Editor's Choice Award as Best Instant Wrinkle Filler for 2025. In as little as 10 minutes, Plexaderm reduces the appearance of fine lines, wrinkles, and those dreaded under-eye bags. So yes, you can look years younger in minutes, and the effects last for hours. No surgery, no gimmicks, just results. The best news, you can try Plexaderm for only $14.95. Plus, get free shipping. Call 1-800-678-1298. That's 1-800-678-1298. Or visit PlexidermTrial.com.
There's a good chance you've not heard of a lady named Nancy Green that lived her earliest years near Mount Sterling, Kentucky.
She was born into slavery in Montgomery County in 1834.
Candace Clayton Minnick says Nancy grew up in this county and later, as an adult, moved to Chicago with a local family, the Walkers. She served as a nanny to the family's two sons.
The story goes is that she made the best flapjacks in the community there in Chicago, and all of the children in that area came to Samuel and Charles' house to have flapjacks because their caretaker made the best.
Samuel Walker had a business relationship with R.T. Davis, who owned a milling company in St. Joseph, Missouri.
I think Mr. Walker probably introduced her to him and said, "This is Nancy," and she clearly was very charismatic because he ultimately hired her to be the portrayal of Aunt Jemima and sell his brand.
The milling company may have even adopted Nancy Green's recipe to share with its customers who wanted to make great pancakes. Green became the nation's first living trademark.
She was actually coined the Pancake Queen when she kicked off the pancake mix was at the 1893 World's Columbian Fair. And the story is she sold over 50,000 boxes of pancakes.
In 1893, when Nancy was 59 years old, she made that debut in Chicago, selling pancakes at the World's Fair. The crowds were drawn to her. She became a well-known spokesperson of her day, selling a brand that she helped make nationally famous. More of her story next time as we travel the countryside. In Mount Sterling, Kentucky, I'm Andrew McCray.